It is In Radio Friday afternoon, and we're doing In Radio today till 1 o'clock. You may have heard us mention that tonight there's a program on the TV which includes a certain radio DJ, a hospital radio DJ, no less, Ivan Brackenbury, and that person is, he's not real, but he's played by Tom Binns. Tom's on the phone. Hello, Tom.
Hello, you all right?
Not bad, thank you. Hallam FM, XFM, BR&B, and now BBC One. Congratulations.
And Kerrang and Talk Radio and GLR.
We'd be here forever.
Radio Air.
All right.
Magic 828.
Yeah.
And they're just the ones I got fired from.
Yeah, we love writing about you getting fired. BR&B Christmas Day 2009 was one of my favourites.
Oh, I don't know. I like my favourite of all time is Talk Sport, lesser known story. Nothing terrible. I was doing the, I still am presenting the Friday night show on Talk Sport officially. It was when Kelvin McKenzie was in charge, and the war was starting, the second invasion of Iraq. And I just wasn't taking it quite as seriously as he would like. Because obviously he's from that background and that set of people that, you know, love a good war. So he just put his arm around me and said, "Tom, it's great, we love you, but can you just take a couple of weeks off and just come back when the war's over? I'm just waiting for this, just waiting for war to end."
Are you still getting paid for it, though?
No, I was getting paid per show, sadly. It'd be great if I was still on contract, wouldn't it?
So where I was going with that is, tell us the story from local radio days to stand up to Ivan to BBC One in 60 seconds or less.
Well, it's really from stand up to radio. Well, it isn't, and it is. Did hospital radio when I was 16. Went to Twitterfeb and did the warm ups for their road shows for Derby and Nottingham. Then ended up on Radio Nottingham. Doing as a PA, doing bits and bobs for the news and stuff. Left to do overnight cover on Radio Air with Chris Moyles and playing the jingles for Jimmy Savile on Magic 828. He used to play his adverts in, used to phone me up, and he was a bit of a CUNT, which is why I had he is a paedophile joke in my Ivan Brackenbury act long before anyone found out. From there, I went off to Brighton to do Palace Pier Radio, but got sacked because they'd seen that I'd already worked on the arcades and you're not allowed to move departments on the pier. And then that were it. I did the stand-up. And then from stand-up, ended up doing television, Channel 4's Under the Moon with Danny Kelly. And it was Clive Dickens. Oh, no, I did. And then they asked me to do someone at BFBS asked me to do Ivan Brackenbury, or a character. And I came up with Ivan Brackenbury for BFBS Radio. So I used to do a thing called Bonfries Britain, and I used to do characters, jokes, and Ivan on that. And I did a thing called Forces FM, and I did a spoof Capital FM show, which I sent to Clive Dickens. But when I think someone like Clive Dickens or someone at Capital ended up being on my Channel 4 show, Under the Moon, and I played in the spoof show. And so they took me on to do Virgin. To take when they were going to buy Virgin before Chris Evans bought it, they were going to put me on Virgin Breakfast, and they had me practicing at BR&B on a Friday night. I did a thing called the C2DE show, which is sort of C2DE is like ABC ones, isn't it? But they're, you know, the kind of listeners that listen to BR&B. So I used to call it quite blatantly the C2DE show and sort of play to lowest common denominator, and then. That was good for a while, and but they didn't get Virgin, and Paul Jackson took over, so he just got rid of me because he didn't really want. At one point they told me not to take, you know, say BR&B after every link and all that, and then they said, "Oh, the way you say it, sort of taking the piss. Can you not ever say you're on BR&B?" I'm like, "Oh, okay." and then they got rid of me. But then they got XFM, so I got another call from Clive to say, "Oh, we've got a breakfast show in London now you can do." So that's when I ended up doing that. And then did that for a bit. Pissed off to do... Can I say that on your station?
Yeah, off Comdon Curve. Yeah, it's fine.
And went off to run Catamans for a bit. after I hosted Celebrity Squares, but it only lasted one episode, and it didn't go very well for me. The show was good. We had Joan Rivers on it and Coolio, but the actual show was rubbish. Oh. Went to do Kettleman's and used to come back in the winter and do cover on for James Stanage on Key 103, and then ended up at Hallam and then doing Hallam Talk, the talk show. And then went over to Kerrang.
So you're in Adelaide now and your TV show's on TV tonight. That's very showbiz, not being in the country for your big TV debut, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I did TV in the 90s, and I more presenting than comedy.
So tell us about Hospital People tonight on the TV. What can we expect? What's Ivan getting up to?
I started making it about 5 or 6 years ago. It was a BBC Comedy North production, and then for all sorts of the wrong reasons, it just got canned. But the director started showing it in film festivals, and it started winning all the film festivals. And that's how it came back to the attention of the BBC under a sort of different management through an independent production company. Asher Teller is the guy who produces it, who produced The Office. Well, he's the executive producer, and he produced The Office. So it's a bit of a mockumentary, but not quite as realistic as The Office. It's got a bit more of a mainstream BBC feel to it, so it's a bit more like... Like Modern Family is a mockumentary, but it's not really. It's just about it being funny. But you'd never be fooled into thinking it was a real mockumentary like you might have been with The Office in the early days. So it's five characters, I think, to play. Ivan, Ian de Montfort, who's the psychic. He's actually a porter. He's a big believer in alternative therapy. Mm-hmm. So he'll talk you out of your operation and while he's wheeling you into theatre, try and get you to try homeopathy instead. I do a character called Terry from Sheffield, Terry Boyle from Sheffield, who's a hypochondriac, who's always trying to stay in hospital. And the woman in charge is Susan Mitchell, who's kind of representing the current government, really, with her attitude towards the NHS and the way she runs it. And have I left anyone out?
I think that was five.
Oh, yeah, Father Kenny.
Oh, five.
Yeah, and old Father Kenny, the priest from Liverpool who thinks he's got a great sense of humour and really wants to be a stand-up comedian.
It sounds exciting. I saw the pictures on your Facebook and there's a real studio. You built a real studio, real cart machines and everything.
Proper. Oh, my God, it was amazing, that hospital radio studio they built. I think the only thing I made them do is, well, they insisted they got cart machines in. Sort of Ivan's main jokes is actually a cart machine joke, where he plays the days of the week and they're on a loop.
It's on a loop.
And he misses the first day, so he goes around the loop. But he's also got the years from 1967 on the same loop. So that could only be done with a cart machine. But I like the fact that he's never thrown anything away in like 30 years of being a hospital radio station. So although he's got a decent playout system and the computer and stuff, he's got every generation of cart machine in that studio.
Fantastic.
Including mini discs and I made them change the desk was wrong,
really,
but the attention to they put a music production desk in, so we're not having that. And the jokes we couldn't do on BBC One is, if you're familiar with the routine, and I know you are, but for anyone else, is a very rude joke involving Joan Arkwright and Country Tracks, her show, which we could never do on the TV. But if you look carefully, you can see her carts. You can see her carts in the background.
Oh, really?
So there's all labelled up, Joan Arkwright, Country Tracks in the background.
I do
There'll
enjoy...
There'll be wife on the wall as well, because it's set in South Yorkshire. Then, because his hospital radio station somewhere in South Yorkshire. His idol will obviously be Big John at breakfast. We've got a poster of that lot on the wall.
Well, it sounds like you're having lots of fun and everything's going well. So we'll look forward to tonight and we'll all be tuned in. BBC One, is it 10:35? I think it's 10:35 tonight.
BBC One, 10:35, yeah.
Yeah.
And then presumably it'll be on the iPlayer.
Yes.
And it's part of the Comedy Playhouse season, which launched Steptoe and Son and Are You Being Served years ago. So we just got to wait to see if the members of the public like it, and then they'll tell us whether we want to do any more or not. But as a as a sort of comedy debut on TV rather than a sort of funny presenter, but an actual comedy actor. It's, obviously, I'm quite pleased with it because it's Friday night, BBC, and I do like five or six characters. So it's not a bad show, really, if nothing else.